By now, we've all probably seen or read the news about audio boom becoming a pay per a pay for service. $9.99 a month would be the charge for, I think it's all users who use audio boom. 2nd of October, I believe, it all comes into effect. And of course, people are worrying about taking part in like Octava and Audiomo and February and all that kind of thing. And I was just thinking that it doesn't really matter. I mean, I know that people like the enclosed nature of audio boom, that you follow people within the app, and it's just audio boom people you listen to. But I had a thought that maybe a better option would be if you don't use audio boom after the $9.99 per month charge. You probably would pick another audio app or self-host, and you'd still want to share that with people around the world, people who you're connected with. I was just thinking that maybe you just would post a link to Twitter instead, and you say the audio 365 hashtag, and then people can open up a search within their favorite Twitter app and have that as a permanent open search, or even a Twitter list, and you could all connect that way. And that would be in effect using Twitter as your community, but posting to different audio apps instead. That could be a way. I mean, that's what I was thinking today, because I do believe probably a lot of people will leave Audio Boom after the $9.99 per month charge, not challenge. But rest assured, I'm still hosting Audiomo next year, because it is app independent, it doesn't really matter where you post to, as long as you just use the audio hashtag. But yeah, audio 365 hashtag would be good for people to use, and it would be a kind of a community in effect.